Yeah, he was on to me and he said he doesn't want us to post the episode because you're a bit too sexually aggressive.
Oh my God, men are so sensitive nowadays. I can't just grope a podcast guest anymore, apparently. What the fuck?
Yeah, but we need to keep things regulated. Anyway, we're rolling. We shouldn't talk
about this. Oh, right. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, it is my birthday. I feel like every day is my birthday when you're Kat Baker, because what a glorious time to be alive. I just found out that I'm pregnant and I am having the baby with the Amazon delivery man.
The same one we spoke about?
Yes. So that's good. No, that's silly. You have to have sex to get pregnant, and I don't have sex. Actually, that's not true. I had sex last week because...
Oh, was this a follow-on from your...
Oh, yeah. So I went on two dates. I went on one on Thursday, one on Friday. One on Thursday, nothing happened. No vibe. And then on the Friday, there wasn't a vibe with this guy, but...
So vibe isn't everything. So even though there wasn't a vibe.
Well, I'll tell you what is everything. So he bought dinner and drinks.
Oh, how traditional of you.
But not only that, he brought his dog out with him. So I had to have sex with him.
He knew what he was doing.
He brought his puppy on the date. So of course I was going to fuck him. I mean, if a guy brings a dog on the date, you're going to have sex with him. That's just how it works. So does yeah, just, I did it.
Does he just leave the dog in the other room? Or tied up outside?
Oh, maybe he watched. I'm not sure. No, I think he was out the room. Yeah, but I mean, I was like, well, you know what? What can I do? You know, he's brought a fucking little puppy that you know is all sort of sensitive and cuddly. I was like, well. Fine.
Do you think he did it as a play? Like he did it deliberately?
It was quite a new puppy and I think he hadn't had it long and didn't want to leave it at home. So genuinely, but he must know it's going to get the bitches. I mean, we were walking down the street and we were just getting stopped by women all the time. Being like,
I've heard that before.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those ridiculously cute pedigree puppies. Like, I think if you have a scraggly old Labrador, women aren't going to stop you. But if you've got one of these little, like, and you sort of carry it around as a man, women will stop you and be like, oh, oh.
It's pretty much one of the only ways a woman will approach a man, because everyone knows women rarely approach men.
Yeah.
Men have to do the approaching.
Exactly.
So, but do you think this guy like borrows puppies to go on dates with? Like, this
no,
is the whole thing?
It is his puppy. Yeah.
Well, that's what he told you. You know,
he was very, very rich.
Interesting. So, what are the chances this guy is gonna watch this podcast? Did you tell him what you do? Did you tell him you have a podcast? Are you gonna see him again?
Yeah, I did actually, and he asked to see it, and I showed him it.
The podcast.
Yeah, like the page.
Okay, so he might.
So he might watch.
There's a slim chance he's going to watch this. Say something positive maybe or negative. Are you going to see him again?
I don't think I'd say anything negative. I don't think there's anything negative. I didn't think there was any spark except for the friction of genitals.
So interesting. So no vibe, no spark, a puppy, and you still had sex. Whereas the first guy had no vibe and you just sacked him off.
Yeah.
So that's all it takes to get
but
in.
Also, the first guy I did, like, there was no... Well, no, so there was a sexual vibe with the second... There was, like, no romantic
okay,
vibe.
But, like,
but there was, like, we talked a bit about sex. Like, oh, well... And then I was like...
Though, did he kind of make the move or were you like, no, this is happening?
He did a sort of, I went, oh, what do you want to do now? And he's like, oh, we could go carry on, go out somewhere. I was like, or you come back to mine. I was like, we'll go back to yours. That's normally how it goes.
The quicker a woman responds to that, the more a man knows.
If
a woman is like,
I maybe did 2 seconds. I went,
Did he know, at this point, did he know you were an OnlyFans girl?
Yeah, I have it on my dating profile.
Okay, so do you think he had a perception of you that you were easy because of that? Even though you don't do collabs, but he might have thought that you were like getting railed by porn stars every week. Do you think he had this perception?
Yeah, they definitely think you're easier. Men do think you're easier.
But this guy in particular, did it come across that he thought that, or was he cool about it all? I mean, obviously it wasn't a bad thing. Obviously it wasn't. Whatever he said, it wasn't a bad thing because you went home with him.
Yeah. I think because he had a dog, he knew all women, it would be easy with a dog.
Interesting. Yeah. So do you want to rate the sex out of 10? No, I'm joking.
Well, I mean, it was good. But it was also like, you know, you just like had a bit too much drink and you're
fair enough.
And so, then the morning after, I'm like, if I've had a bit to drink, I feel so, like, I have such bad hangovers for not very much. And so often I find guys, they might, if after a first date, if we've got a bit drunk, they might want to have sex the morning after. But I just, the last thing I want to do is have sex in the morning when I'm hungover. Like, that is just, so there's a bit of time morning where he's a bit like, I want to do it. And I'm like, oh, I might throw up.
Interesting. Yeah. I think men like morning sex. Well, I mean, I guess most people do, except you, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's because men are always hard in the mornings.
Yeah, I guess so. Which is not a horny thing. It's like
just like a physiological.
Yeah, apparently your bladder fills up and puts pressure on your prostate. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, what if you like? Must be confusing when you, I don't know, dream about Christmas with your family and then you wake up with a raging boner.
Yeah, nobody talks about that, actually. That's interesting. Nobody mentions that.
Nobody mentions also. I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to broach this because I feel like this is brave to say, but it's incredibly disturbing when it happens. And I don't know if this happens to other people at home. Maybe it has. But I have before had sex dreams about family members.
That's very revealing and honest.
And it's the most horrific thing. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Are we talking like distant cousins here? Second cousins, as was once a theme on this podcast?
Kind of everyone.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a... I don't know what to say to that one. You're going to have to segue this into something yourself.
Which is very weird. But I did Google it one time and apparently it happens quite regularly for people. So...
Okay, interesting.
Give me a comment down below if you've had a sex dream about family members.
I guess this is something that nobody talks about ever.
No.
Nobody's going to comment unless it's those pages that have like their username is like a mad number and no picture.
But it doesn't mean you're into incest. It doesn't mean you fancy your family. It doesn't mean you've been sexually abused or anything. But it's just like, I think it's like, I don't know, your brain, like, I think sometimes your brain makes you think, like, when you're dreaming, you think about, like, what's the most inappropriate thing? I don't know. It's like a weird thing of your brain resetting yourself.
Yeah, well, dream interpretation is a fascinating thing. Yeah. And generally doesn't mean, like, no dream means what it is. Everything has a different meaning. But apparently any face you've ever seen in your dream, you've seen before. You can't make up faces in your dreams.
Yeah,
So if there's someone in your dream who's a stranger, you've at least seen that face before. And it's
yeah, that makes sense.
So maybe that's some correlation there.
Yeah, because whenever I see a stranger in a dream, it's actually the face of someone I know.
Yeah, because you can't make up faces, right? Which is kind of weirdly fascinating in a weird dream interpretation kind of way.
Yeah. Interesting. Other things that have been going on in my life. Have I talked about this? There's a weird smell coming into my flat. And it's not because my legs are open.
Don't think we've
talked about it. Before you say it, Anthony, I know that's what you were going to say.
This is a small price to pay to produce this podcast.
Yep. There is a family next door and there is a weird chemical smell coming from their flat. Comes through their extract fan. Right now I can smell their cooking. They've been cooking. But
see, cooking is fine. It's like sometimes
cooking's fine.
Sometimes food can smell nice and it makes you...
And their cooking smells pretty good.
Yeah, like inspire you to what to have for dinner.
I think they're like... They're Muslim and I think they might be like...
Careful.
Speculate on their race. I reckon maybe like... Well, they're from somewhere that's not England. And English isn't their first language.
What a very...
But the food smells good, right? But
you've never sounded more white than you do right
but
now.
But there is a very strange chemical smell coming from their flat. And I knocked on their door and I said, what is that smell? And she pretended she had no idea what I was talking about. Even though as I was talking to her, this smell was wafting out of her flat. And we have been theorizing for a while. I was like, is it drugs? But then I was like...
It could be a meth lab.
But it's just like weird because they obviously are quite devout Muslims, which it obviously doesn't mean you couldn't be cooking drugs.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not as common, I would have thought.
I mean, it's hard to know because just because somebody dresses a certain way or outwardly comes across as very devout in their culture or religion, that's fine. Lots of people do that. That's just one layer of their personality. Yeah. So somebody could be... Somebody could present a certain way and then in the back they're cooking meth. You never know.
But also, I would think this about anyone of any race, right? If they had a weird chemical smell coming from their flat, I would think maybe they're making some kind of devices or weird things. But because they're Muslim, I feel like I can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You know?
I'm not going to say too much on the subject, but maybe.
But I'm like, what if they're making...
Okay, but if
weapons?
They...
Weapons.
Oh, that's where you're going with it. I thought you meant, like, meth and drugs. You went there. Oh my God, you went there.
But I would think that about if it was, like, anyone. I'd be like, if it's not drugs, I'd be like, if it's either drugs or it's some kind of, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you went there. I don't know what to say.
But, you know, it could be. Who knows? I don't think, because there's not people coming, it's not like they're running a business, because there's not people coming in and coming out. Like if she was doing nails or something, you know?
Mm.
So I was like, it felt like they're making something where, yeah.
Shall we do some fan problems?
No. Let's talk about race longer, please. Yes, we can do some fan problems. What have the horny autistics been up to?
Okay, let's start off simple.
Yeah.
Dating at work, stressful or not?
Right, so dating at work, I can't relate to this because I spent most of my working time... obviously, I had a few shit jobs like as a student and things, like in retail or nightlife, but most of my jobs have been working in... I quite quickly got into like the mental health sector. And so most of my colleagues were like 50-year-old lesbians. So I've never like really been sexually attracted to work colleagues.
Have you ever been the person that a work colleague comes to you about another colleague? Like, oh my God, I slept with so-and-so, or oh my God, this happened.
No,
or, oh
never.
My God, no.
People keep things very... In the mental health sector, obviously you've got to keep things very like...
Yeah, I think...
Appropriate. And also, no one's fuckable. They're all pretty unfuckable in that sector.
So I think dating at work... No, okay, people are obviously dating at work, but I think really what this means is hooking up at work. Sleeping with your colleagues.
Yeah.
If you were to ever sleep with a colleague, if you had a real job and you were to ever sleep with a colleague.
Excuse me? A real job? Are you saying spreading my cheeks is not a real job?
Okay, it's a real job, but I mean a job in an office with other people.
Yeah.
That you're not hiring to.
That just made me think of what was funny, what you said earlier. I like messaged you a couple of days ago, like we started filming at 10:30 today.
Oh yeah.
And we're doing this and then we've got another interview afterwards. It's basically going to be a work day of what, like 4 or 5 hours?
Well, I think you said for us, it's going to be 4 or 5 hours. And then you said you're doing something in the afternoon, but really, that's probably going to be 2 or 3 hours max.
Yeah.
So that's still
a short working day. I said, God, it's going to be a long day.
Which is like half 10 to 4 o'clock is not a long day.
That's how fucking I've talked about being work shy before. But that is truly how it works. Yeah, if I'm like, for me, like a 6-hour work day is like, I'm like, that's a long ass day. But I forget people do 8-hour work days plus all the time.
Plus 10 minimum for me most of the time.
Yeah.
Like in what I do outside of this, what I do outside of this podcast, usually 10 hour minimum.
Yeah.
And that could include an hour each way getting to work.
Yeah. So... yeah, I'm very work shy. Anyway, why was I saying that? Work shy.
Just dating at work, you can't really relate.
But anyway, and then real work. We were talking. If I had a real job.
Okay. Real job is not the right term. I apologize. If you had a job, if you had a more societally normal job, i.e. you were going to a place of business, there was other people there that weren't there because of you. You were just, you were just one of them. Would you... I don't know, would you avoid dating or sleeping with people, or would you just be like, fuck it?
No, I would shag. If I fancied a work colleague, I'd shag them.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, obviously,
life goes, you should always, I think you should always prioritize, even if it's just shag, I think you should prioritize your love life over work. Spoken as a true work shy person. Just because... I don't know. I think sex and relationships are more important than a shitty job.
That's a good point. But I think people like...
if you had like a job that you absolutely loved and you could like put it in jeopardy.
But also I don't think it's obviously if you love what you do, that's great. But a lot of people don't necessarily love what they do, but they know that it's going to give them this certain lifestyle. I.e. like they get paid. If they lose this job, they have to... you know, stop going out or stop doing whatever, stop going on holidays. But also the question was, is it stressful or not? Not whether you should do it or not. What do you think he means, presuming it's a he, what do you think he means by stressful? Because dating and...
I guess it could get awkward.
That's what I mean. But dating and fucking should never be stressful.
Yeah.
Although, speaking of what you said a minute ago, I remember seeing him... you know, like those interviews with like elderly people who are like 90. And it's like, oh, what advice would you give to the young people, or what would you have to say about life? And like, I swear, more than one answer sometimes, just fuck a lot. like as in the best way possible, like just like don't, you know, just go out and find relationships and find things and don't, you know, don't prioritize things like work over that.
Yeah, but I don't think work, unless you're the higher up, obviously don't fuck a lower employee, because that's when lawsuits and accusations happen.
People on the same level as you that you're just basically friends
if you're,
with.
People working in a bar, oh, come on, just have a shag. Just do it.
So this brings us on. We can segue from this into another.
Also, must be noted, none of my followers have serious jobs like lawyers.
How do you know? Things.
They all work at CEX. Literally all of them. So.
Oh my God, you should go into every CEX and just flick your hair and be like, yeah, guys, it's me.
I went into a CEX the other day. I didn't get recognised, actually.
Although, do you play video games?
No, I bought a Bluetooth speaker, actually.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, I guess it's not just video games.
Yeah, it's good for tech. They have a lot of podcast tech. there, so it's worth knowing. For
very good to know. I have not been in a CX in years because I used to game years ago, and since getting back into gaming, all my gaming is digital. I don't buy games.
They have a ton of audio equipment.
Very good to know. Mm. I don't think the fans want to hear this, but let's park that for another time. Yeah. That's very good to know.
No, I almost bought a little, they had another, like a...
recorder?
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll talk about that after the podcast. In fact, we may or may not cut a bit of that out. I don't think people want to hear about the podcast.
They're still wanking off at home listening to it.
So let's segue into another fan problem that's similar in vain. So this guy is like, what to do when a girl at work won't shag me?
Well, no means no. So maybe chemically castrate yourself, because what? That's... why would you want to shag someone who doesn't want to shag you? I couldn't think of anything worse. Huh?
Perfect. I think...
yeah, next. Yeah,
perfect. Next. Yeah. Okay, so staying on the relationships. One fan said, how do I navigate a relationship with someone who is poly? Does that make me poly? Now, first, tell the fans your interpretation of what poly is in case they don't know. In case they've been living under a rock.
Poly means unattractive. poly means...
Say the full word for people that don't
polyamorous.
Know. There you go.
Yeah, when you've got multiple partners.
It's not...
But they all know about it.
Yeah, it's not that you just... it's not that you have multiple partners. It's like saying if you're bisexual.
Right, yeah.
But you're just sleeping with a man, you're still bisexual.
You're open to having multiple partners at one time.
Yeah, but technically speaking, on paper, it means you're open to loving more than one person. That's the misconception. A lot of people go, oh, you have a partner and you're open and you're fucking other people. But no, you can like be in love with two or three people. That's polyamory. Amory, it means
yeah, but
men
I think
love.
Lots of people in monogamous relationships are in love with more than one person.
Yeah, but they're cheating assholes. Do you know what the other...
well, no, because you can be in love with someone and not do anything about it.
Oh, I see.
You have to be actively practicing.
Yeah, but polyamory technically means you can have more than one boyfriend or girlfriend that you could be in love with. Instead of just having one partner and sleeping with other people.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people don't realise.
I would say I'm not poly, but I've dated poly people before. And I think, but that's just like...
I think
like they're people I just like had casual sex with.
I think the only reason to not date someone who's poly, if you're not poly, is if you want monogamy.
Yeah,
you
won't get it from them. Yeah, so unless you're... yeah, so I wouldn't have, just because I was dating a poly person, I didn't think that made me poly, because I was like, I'm not in a relationship with them, but I'm dating other people. I think it's when you're in a like relationship.
Yeah, or when you're looking for something, when you're looking for something that they can't give you, like anything, like anything. If you're dating someone and they can't give you what you want, you're like, I'm out. So does that make me poly is what he said.
No. Unless you become poly.
Short and simple.
Poly is a mindset and a deep religious belief in the belief of...
not to be confused with polygamy.
In the belief of owning lots of Funko Pops and working at Starbucks.
Not CEX. No, that's a different...
Starbucks. CEX is for the nerds not having sex.
Yeah, actually,
Starbucks is the nerds having sex.
Actually, speaking of CEX and sex, apparently everybody calls that shop CEX. Apparently the shop is just called sex.
How ironic.
Yeah, somebody said that
because it's the most amount of virgins in one place.
Exactly.
You can find.
Because, you know, it doesn't mean like computer exchange or something, CEX, or not. Should we Google that? Is it relevant enough to Google it?
I mean, we can try it.
Oh, no, sorry. It's C.E.X.
Right. So you're wrong.
Oh, no, hold on. No. Oh. CEX Limited, trading as CEX, pronounced sex.
Ooh.
British retailer.
How sexy of sex.
But also ironic.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, it's not much else exciting we can talk about CEX. So where were we with this one? Yeah, does that make him poly? No, it doesn't, unless he wants to be. So going back to the work situation that you don't know anything about, but your fans don't realise that and ask you work-related problems. This woman at work has been having affairs with 3 different guys and now she's pregnant. Thoughts?
Well, if she's been open about the fact that she's sleeping around, let her be a little slut. You know? It's fine being a slut. I mean, kind of crazy to be sleeping with multiple people at the same time and not using protection. You know, that is quite slutty. And not in like the you go girl slut way. It's just a little bit like, come on guys, you know, wrap it up. Or, I mean, obviously there could have been an accident, but I bet it wasn't. I think it's most people don't use protection.
Interesting.
I think that's
really
fair. Yeah.
I would say the other way around, but I have no idea what I'm basing that on.
No, I think genuinely most people don't.
It feels like every time I go...
It truly is the amount of men who are like, I'm not going to use a condom, I don't want to.
But that's just male toxicity. Mm. It feels like every time I pass by the condom section in Boots, there's a new brand. Like, so it's, you know, the industry, it's the prophylactic industry is not going anywhere. There's like loads of new brands keep popping up. Durex is not the king anymore. Therefore, people are buying them. I think it's a misconception. I think a lot of people are smart enough to use protection. It's just there's people out there that would pretend they can't use it. The worst thing is, oh, my dick's too big, I can't use a condom. It's the biggest load of nonsense I've ever heard, because you can get bigger condoms.
I would say most of the men I've slept with have kicked up a fuss about wearing a condom.
Really?
Yeah.
Most?
Mm.
Wow, that really makes me sad. Considering you've said before that you like progressive soy boy types. You seem to like men who are, I guess progressive is the only word to use, but if these men are also going, oh, I don't like to use condoms, it's like
they're pretending. Well, like pretending to be progressive.
That's like pretending to have a puppy.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's more. I think I've shagged a lot of different random people who are all very different from each other.
So you're not going to tell the fans if you used protection last week with this guy? No, we
can cut that out. Of course I used protection. Wrapped it up.
Good job.
Yes.
Let's just leave it at that. But you're a porn star, so you get tested all the time, don't you?
I do. I get tested all the time. So there you go. They know me down at the clinic.
Imagine turning up to a date. And within the first hour, you pull out your results
and
go, I'm clean.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We don't say clean anymore, apparently. We say clear. Have you heard that?
Oh, right. Because the woke brigade.
Yeah, exactly. You don't.
The herpes brigade. Yeah, you don't. Have said we need to be called.
Yeah, you say clear instead of clean because having something implies you're dirty. So make that what
you
want.
I get it, but also I'm like, oh, shut up. Like, come on. You know?
Well, how would you react if after an hour your date was like, oh, just so you know, here's my results from last week, I'm completely clear. Would you be like,
the fact that they have results from the fact that they had a certificate and they're getting tested that regularly would make me think that it's because they never want to use a condom.
Yeah, but yes, they could give you something, but don't forget, you could give them something. Like, as in, they don't know you. You could be...
What a great time.
You could be...
That's what I
can. You could
them.
Be riddled, as the kids say.
No, I didn't know.
No, we know you're not. But that first date you have with a guy, the guy doesn't know. Like, we know you're not. You know you're not. But the guy doesn't.
I have never... I think I've probably met one man in my life who's been worried about catching an STI.
Is that because you're a porn performer or just
no,
in general?
Just in general, in terms of like having unprotected sex. Like whenever, like I probably only met one guy, be like when I was younger, and I think we were maybe not going to do his condom. He was like, I'd rather use one. I was like, oh, but I'm this was back in my early 20s, and I was like, oh, well, I'm on the pill. And he was like, no, it's not about that. It's about STIs.
Maybe he had some horrific recent, a while before
but
that.
It's funny, that's the one guy of it. Whereas, like, girls, I think we think about it way more. Like, we're like, we don't want to get an STI, you know.
I think the misconception is men carry the STIs because men are the promiscuous ones. The reality is, it's just like having a cold. Anyone can have anything. It's not a massive deal. You can get over it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But it's only men, they'll be like, I'll use a condom. And they're like, oh, it's fine, I'll pull out. And I'm like, no, it's not about getting pregnant. It's about bloody the clap or herpes or whatever.
So let's finish this one by telling the fans, by promoting safe sex to the fans.
Wrap it up. Especially you dirty little fuckers at home. I know you've riddled. Oh no, wait, you have to have sex to be riddled. My audience all have crabs. Although condoms don't protect against crabs, do they?
Oh, I think I heard that before. I did hear that before. I guess it's crab all, is they're all in like, the, yeah. They're all in the hair. Although nobody.
Yeah.
That's maybe save that for the, the doctors or the STI, the sexual health clinic.
Yeah, I won't give STI advice.
So moving on, still in the work, the relationships and work era, realm. I mean, somebody said they're in a 9-month long relationship, but their coworker does more than their partner. Now you can interpret what does more mean.
So is your coworker sucking you off?
That's what my brain went to.
Yeah.
No, I suspect they.
It means like emotional.
Yeah, like they're doing. They're maybe they're jumping to favors or jumping to things. They're doing nice things that a good friend.
Yeah, or they're like maybe messaging, checking in, or like chatting in a way where it's like people chat to work colleagues.
Well, it sounds like they're friends. Because you can be friends with your work colleagues, like, and friends go above and beyond for people. They could genuinely just be good mates.
Oh, have you seen that thing about like work wives?
I've heard about the concept of
work wives. So it's like in offices. I think it happens a lot in like offices or like where there's like, or I guess it could be like, you know, retail or something. But it's like, and I remember this TikTok blew up massively one time when this woman was like filming herself pissed off because her like partner had made her drive to his workplace, like pick him up when she was like in the middle of something, and he came in to the car and was like, oh, could you also give my colleague a lift home, who was like, it was like, and he was like his almost like his work wife. So it's like you have your partner and then you have your work wife, who is like,
which is fine. It's essentially just a close work friend.
Mm.
However,
but this TikTok blew up because people were like, oh, they're fucking.
Well, that's like the thing. Everybody would assume they're fucking, but yeah. And then obviously the girlfriend or the actual wife or whatever may or may not get jealous. Have you ever dealt with like toxic jealousy in a relationship from a partner?
No, I can't get someone to.
Oh, you've never had you've never had more than a one night stand.
Yeah, can't even get someone to like be like, what are you up to? let alone someone be like, you're fucking someone else.
Well, all I'll say is back in the day, I dealt with toxic jealousy, and you know it's a thing. All I'll say is sometimes you walk away going, I might as well have been fucking that person that my partner thought I was fucking. Because like if you tell your partner you're fucking someone, they'll freak out. But if you don't tell them, if you're not fucking them, they'll build it up in their head, and you go, they think.
Okay, but
anyway.
Right, riddle me this. Okay, talking of riddles, I think men like it a little bit when women are a little bit like jealous and a bit like, are you fucking her?
I cannot speak for all men. But for me, that is a hard no.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think a lot of men like that. When like a woman is a bit like, a bit like, what are you fucking number one? Are you like,
I think, yeah, it's kind of the same where some people like a little bit of possessiveness, but only like a sprinkling of possessiveness. I personally never bought into all that bullshit, but I get it. It's out there. People do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I guess maybe you're right. People want people. I guess it's like they want, is it like they want their partner to be desired so they know they have a hot partner and they're like, oh, my partner, I'm jealous because my partner gets all this attention, but it's...
I think they want women to think that they could, one, get another partner. Because often, I wonder what it's like for men who are like... Because I guess in a way, imagine you're a man and you have a woman who you're dating and your girlfriend is like, oh, he would never cheat because he's, you know... He never gets out or like talks to women or, you know, he's so awkward or something. Some might feel a bit emasculated and be like, hey, there are some women out there who might want to fuck me, maybe. So maybe in a way it's kind of a little bit of a compliment being like, oh, I'm scared you're fucking other people because you're like acknowledging that they might be able to fuck other people if they wanted to.
Yeah, I get that, but yeah, no, I guess that is probably a thing for most people. But it's just I've never bought into that, but I guess I'm different. But there's a lot of relationship psychology going on here. You need to do a new PhD in relationship psychology,
yeah,
and then your podcast can go alongside that and be the hilarious sexual and relationship psychology podcast.
Yeah, no one wants to fund that though.
I don't know how PhDs work.
Yeah, they just want to fund the most boring stuff.
Okay.
You can, well, to be fair, useful stuff.
So, speaking of PhDs, one fan obviously listens to you and knows that you have a PhD and they want advice. I finished my PhD but feel lost. Academia isn't for me. Any advice?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know this. I do have a PhD. That is a pretty huge doctorate. I have a doctorate. People are like, what the fuck? You have a PhD. I am very, very smart, academically gifted, you know? Which people find hard to believe. But of course, PhDs are fucking pointless. Like, unless you want to be in academia, they're pointless. Because, I mean, look, I did a PhD and now I'm doing OnlyFans. So, you know, make of that what you will.
Weren't you doing OnlyFans all through your PhD? Wasn't that your whole thing?
Yeah, I did start it during my PhD. Because I guess what I chose to do my PhD in, I knew that there would never be, the sector I was in, there's never going to be any money in that ever. So maybe if you had a PhD in, like, I don't know, fucking... So they're still pointless. They're pointless.
Well, I think, like,
unless you're doing, I mean, if you have a doctorate in engineering or something, but that's not a PhD. I think that's a...
But like, if you had a PhD in relationship psychology, maybe your advice would be even more valid.
I knew someone who did a PhD on Dolly Parton.
Wow.
That is like how fucking ridiculous it is. PhDs mean shit. I mean, it means you're able to suffer for 4 or 5 years and go mad over, you know, because they do make you go mad. And you obviously have to be intelligent, like be able to talk about the most, to be able to talk about pointless stuff does require intelligence. To talk about the most minute micro things that don't really matter, you do kind of have to have a certain level of smarts to talk about that. But,
and autism.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't need, yeah, it's...
So
useless.
Are you prepared to finish this podcast episode mm-hmm. on a pretty heavy subject from a listener?
Yeah.
So someone says they're a recovering addict and they're going off to uni mm-hmm. and they're afraid, like they're asking, how should they party? They're afraid of partying because they're a recovering addict. And before you answer that, he just prefaces it by saying he can only get a semi and he's 19.
Oh.
There's always a sexual undertone, but what would you say to that?
Is that related? Semi, getting a semi because that's an addict, recovering addict?
You tell me, what do you think? Based on what he said.
I mean, firstly, addiction. There's obviously a lot of... Recovering addict at 19, fucking hell.
It's heavy, that's what I did warn you.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good you got to help. I mean, there is a school of thought. Can addicts ever do anything? Can they ever go back to alcohol or substances in moderation? Sometimes it works. I think most of the time you just have to not. If you've got that gene where you just can't stop, then probably best to avoid. I mean, you are going to be a bit socially isolated, not drinking or taking drugs as a uni student. You will be. Depending on who your friends are. I say that, but actually, there's loads of people who are massively into the Christian and the Muslim society at uni, they were pretty tight. They had a lot of fun and I don't think they drank. So you might have to join a religious society because those are kind of the only places of community that aren't based around drinking or alcohol. So you've got to get into God, basically, I think.
There's one other community that apparently a lot of the kids are going down this way instead of partying.
Furries?
No, working out. Like proper working out.
You could be a red pill gym bro.
Like I'm talking about like proper gym head, not just like.
Yeah, if you join, yeah, it has to be that because you can't join the rugby society or anything like that because obviously it's just so much drinking and drugs. But if you joined, religious or like the proper gym heads, then you can find community. Based around, there are lots of freshers events that are sober, but they're mostly like Muslim or Christian events. Having said that, I remember at uni, there was like the Christian society, they would go all fucking out, man. I remember I went to a Christian society event because there was an unlimited bar at this gig. It was in a church gig and you had to go and you had to listen to him talk about Alpha. But they had quite a big artist, this musician. No one would know who he is now because he was kind of only big in like 2012. But they had unlimited alcohol at this bar, all free, all night. And that was pretty fucking crazy. But generally, Christian societies revolve around like tea and toast. So... And no alcohol, so, or if there is alcohol, it's, just sip in the blood of Christ or whatever. So I would say there are societies you can join. You're not going to be, it's definitely going to be harder, but you can have a full, fun social life. It kind of depends what uni you're going to as well. If you're going to a big uni, then obviously there's going to be more opportunities for different people. But if you're going to a really small one, there's might be less of that. But in terms of your soft willy, I guess you're not a real man then. If you can't get it fully hard, shame on you. No. We were... Well, you're saying... Semis are pretty normal. You said that earlier.
I did not say that. I said apparently a lot of men suffer from it.
Yeah.
Suffer is the wrong word. Let them in a habit. You just have to figure it out.
Go to your doctor.
Or like,
I would say.
Or like maybe you're sleeping with people that you're not overly attracted to.
I mean, if you've got, if you're an addict, if you're a recovering addict, you've obviously got psychological issues. Probably some of that's affecting your penis. So I would just go to the GP and make sure you're going to talking therapies. And it's probably quite easily solvable, I imagine. Soft willy. This would be great. Imagine if we were sponsored by a Viagra company.
I mean, I would not be surprised if companies like that sponsor podcasts, because you know the type of mad companies out there that sponsor podcasts.
So it's fine about soft willy. You can get it sorted. Just go to your GP. And yeah. Do it. Staying sober will help that. So yeah. Anyway, this has been the Cat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Cat Baker, but number one person in the UK. Make sure you click like and subscribe if you want to see more podcast episodes. If you're horny, please subscribe to my OnlyFans because I can put money back into free content and stuff like that. So yeah, see you next one. Bye.